This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. We'll be talking with Mary Aiken. Who is she? She's the inspiration behind the new Patricia Arquette drama, CSI Cyber. But first, with March 6 being Employee Appreciation Day and Americans outworking many of their foreign peers by hundreds of extra hours per year, the leading personal finance social network WalletHub conducted an in-depth analysis of 2015's hardest-working cities in America. WalletHub examined 116 of the most populated U.S. cities across seven key metrics. The data set includes such metrics as labor force participation rate, average hours worked per week, and number of workers with multiple jobs. The top 20 hardest-working cities? Houston, Texas comes in at number 20, followed by Seattle, Washington, Norfolk, Virginia, Scottsdale, Arizona, Aurora, Colorado. Dallas, Texas comes in at number 15, followed by Arlington, Texas, and Charlotte, North Carolina. Gilbert, Arizona comes in at number 12, followed by Washington, D.C., and then the top 10 hardest-working cities in the U.S. At number 10, Chesapeake, Virginia. Number 9, Denver, Colorado. Number 8, San Francisco, California, followed by Garland, Texas, and Jersey City, New Jersey. Irving, Texas comes in at number 5, Cheyenne, Wyoming at number 4, Plano, Texas is number 3 in the hardest working cities in the U.S., and Virginia Beach, Virginia is number 2. The hardest working city? Anchorage, Alaska. How about that? Some key statistics: Columbia, South Carolina experienced the highest increase in labor force participation at 5.2% between 2007 and 2013. Little Rock, Arkansas experienced the highest decrease in labor force participation at just over 5% during the same time period. The average number of days people don't get enough sleep in a month is 2 times more in Charleston, West Virginia than in Nashville, Tennessee. The commute time is 3 times longer in New York than in, say, Cheyenne, Wyoming. And the volunteer hours per resident, 2 times more in Salt Lake City than in Miami. Each year when we change our clocks to daylight savings time, we're encouraged to also take the time to change the batteries in our smoke detectors. In addition to your clocks and smoke detectors, you should also check and change the batteries of your CO detector. This year, daylight savings time begins at 2 a.m. on Sunday, March 8th. Like a smoke detector, a CO detector can save your life, but only if it's working. According to the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, each year in the United States, hundreds of people are killed as a result of non-fire-related carbon monoxide poisoning associated with consumer products. It's the most common type of fatal poisoning in the U.S. In addition, tens of thousands more are treated in emergency departments as a result of accidental CO poisoning. CO is a commercially important chemical that is formed in many chemical reactions. However, it is also deadly and is often referred to as the silent killer. It is a colorless, odorless, tasteless, highly toxic gas produced by the incomplete combustion of fossil fuels, gas, oil, coal, wood, and other petroleum products used in boilers, engines, oil burners, gas fires, water heaters, solid fuel appliances, and open fires. CO is also formed as a result of the decomposition of many organic materials. Dangerous levels of CO can accumulate when, as a result of poor installation, poor maintenance, or failure or damage to an appliance in service, the fuel is not burned properly, or when rooms are poorly ventilated and the carbon monoxide is unable to escape. Mary Aiken is the inspiration behind the new series CSI Cyber, which premiered this week on CBS.
Morning.
Good morning, Professor.
Morning, Mike.
How are you?
Very good, thank you.
Now, where are you a professor, by the way?
I'm the professor of cyber analytics at the ARES Institute at Hawaii Pacific University. I run a research center at the Royal College of Surgeons in Dublin, so I'm truly cyber. I'm Irish.
I was going to say, you sound like you have a little bit of a brogue.
Yes.
Well, terrific. So an Irish cyber psychologist is the inspiration for the lead character in an American TV series. That's got to be pretty thrilling.
It is. And it's and in fact, the other CBS show, Scorpion, the inspiration for that show is also Irish. Walter O'Brien, the guy with the IQ of 197. So as the people at CBS said to me, there's something in the water in Ireland.
Well, we knew that already, those of us that are mostly Irish. How did your particular storyline come to the attention of a TV producer?
I was actually working on a research project for the White House. I had been invited as part of an academic panel to look at technology solutions to technology-facilitated human trafficking. And because it was a large project, it came to the attention of CBS, and they literally invited me in for a meeting. I thought I was going to meet some sort of intern or something and didn't really prepare anything and walked into the meeting. And the president of CBS, Nina Faeser, was there, and David Staff, the president of CBS Broadcasting and the head of drama, a whole panel of people. And it was going to be a 15 meeting, and we ended up talking for about 3 hours, and they stood up at the end of the meeting. They said, we'd like to work with you.
So now, what exactly do you do for CSI Cyber?
I'm involved in everything. I'm also a producer on the show, so the lead character, played by Patricia Arquette, is inspired by my work as a cyber psychologist. But as a producer, I'm involved in everything from the brainstorming of the ideas through to the script generation, working with an incredible team of writers and producers at CBS. So I'm involved the whole way through the process.
So when Patricia Arquette won an Oscar the other night, you must have been particularly thrilled.
I was thrilled. It's incredible to see everything coming together. It's somehow like the planets are aligning.
Well, this is turning out to be quite the year for you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a great year for my discipline. It's not so much about me. It's also about the discipline. You know, cyber psychology can... You know, we struggle so much with technology. I'm absolutely pro-technology, but I see parents struggle and adolescents struggle and young adults and everybody struggling with technology. And cyber psychology, the discipline can deliver insight at that interface between technology and human behavior and actually help guide and provide a pathway through so that we successfully engage with technology.
So you're hoping not only will this CBS drama, CBS Cyber, be popular and be successful, but you're also hoping to kind of change the world in a small way, right?
Yes, one little piece of data at a time.
Yeah. What would be the main goal that you'd like to get across to people when you talk about cyber psychology?
I think that everything that we have in terms of real-world common sense, that shouldn't be abandoned when we go online. So if you take, for example, privacy, we have a very good understanding of what that means in the real world. But when we go online, we can just abandon that. And very often, say with teenagers, you know, in a focus group, I'll say to them, why on earth did you put that photograph online? And they say, well, I only shared it with my friends. And I say, yes, all 450 of them.
Right. So we really have to use common sense, and we sometimes get lost online and think that we're talking to one person when really we could be talking to multiple thousands of people who may not have our best interests at heart either.
I think so. And as a cyber psychologist, you know, what we understand is that there are powerful factors at play, like anonymity, online disinhibition, immersion, presence, that actually can mutate and evolve behavior online. You know, technology is not what we call a transactional medium. It's not sort of two cans and a piece of string. It's not like the telephone. It's a whole different ballgame. It's an immersive environment, and behavior can change in that environment for the good, but also for bad.
Now, Patricia Arquette, of course, is playing someone who is combating this. Are there real American folks in her position?
Not exactly. Not in the way that we've conceptualized it in the show, you know, in a specialist unit and as a specialist cyber psychologist. But there are a growing, you know, there's a huge amount of people in law enforcement who work in the cybercrime area. And there's a growing, you know, body of people who are actually qualifying in cyber psychology who are gravitating into that area. So we're getting there. Our show is a little future-proofed.
It's actually a little bit ahead of the curve as to what the FBI and others are capable of.
In terms of the exact configuration of the show, it's just a little bit ahead.
And how's Patricia Arquette doing playing you?
She's great, actually. She's brilliant. She's very intuitive with the role. And when I sat down to her to talk about cyber psychology, she got it, you know, straight away. And in fact, people say to me, you know, what's it like having somebody who played a medium, you know, effectively play you as an academic cyber psychologist? I said, well, the skills are pretty similar. It's about, you know, intuition, and it's about profiling. And effectively, you know, the difference is that, you know, somebody like me goes to college for a decade and calls himself a cyber psychologist.
Now, when she gave the speech about equal pay for women, did you go to CBS and make sure you were making as much as the other producers?
No, I think I'm well paid for what I do.
I'm just kidding. But she certainly made an impact with that statement.
She's a person. She's a humanitarian. She's a person of, you know, deep integrity. She's a deep thinker. And, you know, these issues are very, very important to her. And she has a voice. And, you know, that's her prerogative.
You know, these CBS CSI franchises sometimes go on for decades. So you'll be in L.A. for quite a while, I think.
Well, let's hope so. I think it's going to be very successful. I think people are really going to enjoy it. It's going to be entertaining, but also there are going to be takeaways from the show that will get families talking to each other about their use of technologies. And, you know, we give out to kids a lot about their use of devices, but what about parents and how they use their devices?
Right. And most of the time we're embarrassing our kids, so we got to be careful. Thank you for the insights and the behind-the-scenes look as to what Patricia Arquette is doing on TV.
Thank you, Mike, and don't forget to tune in and watch it.
With Mary Akin, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-568-5857, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-568-5857. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-568-5857. That's 800-568-5857.